Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
With you
and Henry
Raines from
the
Henry Raines Show.
I'm owning my last name, Henry Raines, from formerly the Henry Raines Show. Perhaps someday in the future, the Henry Raines Show.
Still the Henry Raines Show. Directly on the air right now. We know the vagaries of radio and how these things go. So, thanks for being on with me, Henry. And we're longtime friends. So, for those that don't know,
decades,
many decades. Henry is probably my longest time friend of the family that I know. So, and we both happen to have had radio careers.
Well, you've had a radio career. I've had a radio vocation.
Okay, I'll take your word for it. I'm going to turn you down, apparently, according to Ian. So, we got an email on something you said last
week. Yes, we had listener response to my appearance.
Yep.
And
I'm sure we had lots of response, but that one in particular,
Well, this someone that went to the trouble to address the... my opinions, I suppose, is what he was addressing. And it's a very concise and well-written paragraph here. So let me thank Elliot Axelman for sending this to us.
I've met him. He was at the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
He's a very accomplished gentleman. But just to take his words first, and if you haven't listened to whatever it was I said last week, it's probably archived somewhere on freetalklive.com, I would imagine.
You go to archives.freetalklive.com and look for last show. But, mostly what you said was something to the effect of...
We can tell. He'll tell us what I said.
Okay.
And he did it the very next day, because that was Thursday evening last week. And by 3:24 a.m. on Friday... He had sent this out, and it's seldom that I get the attention of anybody at 3:24 a.m. So I'm thrilled.
Striking while the iron's hot, as it were.
These are Elliot's words. Yeah. I think that it is extremely generous of you. This was actually addressed to Ian, but I'm sure he expected it to be shared with us. I think it is extremely generous of you, in parentheses I would put Ian, to allow Mark and his friends to occasionally broadcast the show remotely, especially considering that you seemingly screen their calls and produce the shows for them.
He does, and I want to thank Ian for doing the screening right now. I mean, the guy whose whole idea and whole passion was to create the show.
Who could do it better?
Sitting there acting like a bored monkey
Talk about a career in radio.
Indeed. I mean, Ian's not vain. He's not shy. He'll do all those jobs. So, now, I will go ahead and say this, is that I was there on the first day of Free Talk Live, the very first time that it was broadcast. And the reason I haven't been heard on the air that much in the last year is, well... First off, the Federal Bureau of Investigations and the U.S. Attorney made it impossible for me to talk to Ian for some time. I ran the show until Ian got out of jail and these charges that he's facing right now, and I turned it all over to him. Now, presuming that I wanted to keep the reins of power, I probably should have done something.
Not these reins, but the R-E-I-N-S, reins of power.
Don't ask me how to spell that stuff.
Yes. Well, and Ian, let me tell you, thank you for letting Mark play with his friends on the radio.
Right.
and do it all remotely, too.
Yep.
Back to Elliot's words. The last show involved a co-host named Henry, who joined Mark on the show.
That's true.
He seems well-spoken, relatively intelligent in some ways. Thank you so much for the... charmingly condescending compliment, Elliot, and generally polite. At least I was last week.
It's always good to list a few good things about the person you're about to lambast. I recommend this. Hey, kids, this is the way you do it.
and it never really works. I was
it doesn't really work. Everybody, it just preps them for
actually, it works if somebody else is listening, because then they give you props in their mind that you were trying to be diplomatic and constructive.
Agreed.
So back to constructive Elliot. And his last, I was surprised to hear that he supports the ACA, Affordable Care Act, a.k.a. Obamacare. That was my edit.
Somebody has to, right? Like, there's somebody in America that supports the ACA.
There are quite a few million of us that have supported the ACA.
I can tell you, there's lots of people that have said to me, you know, hey, I wouldn't have got this medical care or that medical care had it not been for the ACA. Now, you know, we can have long conversations about what's a better solution than the ACA. I believe that America's been put on a track to make socialized medicine mandatory. That, like, every fix was really the fix put in so that ultimately socialized medicine would have to be the solution. And that a free market in medicine, like they have in closely in dentistry, but plastic surgery, LASIK, a variety of these things, which, you know, you're dealing much more with a free market, then, yeah, I think that would work better.
And some other time, maybe when you get to play with your friends, we'll have a talk about when I was just a was a kid that would be playing with his friends in the doctor's office. So I used to have to listen to the doctor tell my mother, because I was just like in first grade or something, how horrible Medicare was going to be and what a damage it was going to do to the country, and turn it all into socialized medicine. But I digress.
Medicare is socialized medicine.
Pardon me?
Medicare is socialized medicine.
Not really.
It's not socialized?
You go to the provider you want, so there's competition between providers.
The payment is socialized in the same way that sort of, in some locations, school, paying for school is socialized.
Yeah. If you want to talk about the fee schedule of the American medical system, then we have something that resembles socialism.
There is a fee schedule.
It is a set fee schedule, and everybody gets in line with it, whether it's a private company or not, because it works to the benefit of the insurance companies. But,
sure,
but again, we're digressing, and we're really missing the point, because he sent food for thought. So anyway, the ACA, Corona, fascism, Biden, and a lot. Is there more to this sentence? And a lot of... Oh, whoa, there was another paragraph. Sorry, Mark. A lot of statist politics. He seems to believe in the vaccine. Oh, we're getting to the meat of the issue here.
Right. Now, and before we go on with the statist politics, you've invited me on your show many times, and I've taken the libertarian position, because I'm a libertarian, and I've invited you on the air.
Ian has been on my show many, many years ago.
Yeah. You have no fear of a libertarian position on things and want it articulated, apparently, but you've not claimed to be a libertarian on the air here or, frankly, anywhere in your life. I think the term you used last week was yellow dog Democrat, and I disagree with that, because I know that your politics isn't aligned with the Democratic Party on every issue every time. You'll vote for them.
That's why you're a yellow dog Democrat, because you'll vote for them as opposed to the other party.
Well, that is true.
Even if they were a yellow dog, which would be an improvement for many.
Right. That is truly the definition of a yellow dog Democrat, but you don't agree with the Democratic Party every issue, every time. You agree with them some issues.
No.
You just think they're better than the Republicans generally.
I'm sure you've heard this many, many times where somebody says, well, I don't look at the party. I vote for the person. I never vote for the person. I look at the agenda, and if it's got more stuff for me and my benefit, I vote for them. And for my adult life, the Republican Party hasn't had anything that outnumbered the benefits from the Democrats, even if many of them weren't beneficial to me. All right, let's get back to Elliot, because he put a lot of time in this at 3:24 a.m. He seems to believe in the vaccine, thanks to talking about me, reject the fact that the COVID deaths were terribly overcounted, possibly by a factor of 1,000 or more. So in other words, the COVID deaths were overcounted by a factor of 1,000, we'll come back to that, because I did a little response research, too. Although, actually, I'd done the research many, many times over the last few years. He also mentioned that IVM, ivermectin, and hydroxychloroquine were not effective. I think Warren said I never didn't see any evidence that they were effective. Below are some articles that blow those arguments away with tremendous amounts of solid data, peer-reviewed.
Well, I can't wait to hear it.
I don't know which peer he was on when he reviewed it, but that's what he said. High-quality studies involving hundreds of thousands.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. Mark with you.
Henry Ring, darn it.
The full name, Mark Edge.
So
no, number, 603-513-2228. That's 603-513. Excuse me, I'm giving you completely the wrong number. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. It's the problem with giving out, business line during the week and then getting on the air and giving out another line that has the same area code. Nonetheless, you may call in, talk about whatever you want, including COVID-19, which is what we're discussing right now. A listener email came in,
from Elliot.
Elliot, yep.
And just to finish up where we left off there and get into the meat of the issue afterwards, though, he says that he sent articles that would blow my arguments away with tremendous amounts of solid data, peer-reviewed, high-quality studies following hundreds of thousands of patients. And most, more importantly, that was my editorial interjection, my book includes all of this and much more. Though my publisher has not yet published my update for the book, well, we can be hoping that happens fast. Please feel free to pass this on to Mark and or his friend Henry. Thanks and keep up the great work. And I have to say that as far as the human body and a lot of the physiology of it, I don't hold a candle to Elliot because he is a critical care and flight certified paramedic, which is the highest level of certification that a pre-hospital medical provider could attain. He's worked in emergency medical service since 2011, field training officer, adjunct professor, all levels of EMS students, experienced a multitude of municipalities. He's experienced with inter-facility specialty care, paramedic, often utilizing ventilators, IV pumps, advanced airways, and managing cardiac arrests. So I don't hold a candle to him, but perhaps
I've met a lot of doctors too that are skeptical.
Perhaps in 15 years of radio, I've done a little bit more digging to see the agenda behind the stuff I'm reading, and have a little more objective view of evidence than the magical thinking that Elliot likes to deal with.
Okay, magical thinking. All right.
Yes, I find that quite a bit on that. Well, let's start with one of the things that he sent me a link, or he sent Ian and I. I got it. Why you should not get the COVID vaccine.
Okay.
Now, let's not. We can talk about the mandate, but that's not
have
the,
you had the
issue.
Vaccine?
Pardon me?
Have you gotten the vaccine?
I've gotten the vaccine.
Shot,
well, it was a course of two shots.
Yep.
And then I've been boosted twice.
Right. So I have a semantic argument against using the term vaccine to describe mRNA vaccines, as they're calling them. I prefer to use the term shot, just because, well, I know it's a shot. I don't know what else it is.
Okay.
And my opinion matters because the Democratic Party says I get to vote. My vote matters. So I'm the president, as it were. You remember, they say it's
your vote only matters when you're doing it the way they want you to.
That's
vote.
Exactly right. Yes.
So, and that's a whole other story that recently happened with our constitution here in Florida. But that, again, well, we could. I disagree. We could go into the technical aspects of mRNA. I don't think we want to do that today, but who knows? We may have a chance at some other time to do that.
Well, I'm just talking about the semantic argument against using the term vaccine, and that's where I'll be coming from.
Well, I'm using Elliot's addresses it as a vaccine, and also here. He's got a little bit of a bias, perhaps people will find in his writing here. This is from his article.
His book's name.
This is actually, I think, is from his article on his blog, or where you can find a lot of his publications. It's called LibertyBlock.com. Vaccines that currently have emergency use authorization by our lords in D.C. are the ones produced by Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, and according to the federal government. Now, okay, this is an important line here. I'll give his statement at face value, and then we'll explain where he gets it and why it is really I wouldn't say that it's disinformation, because I don't want to cast aspersions to Elliot that he intentionally is putting out there misinformation and trying to mislead folks, but it's misinformation.
Okay.
According
maybe he's been misinformed. I don't know. What is this?
Right. Well, that's why I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt.
Tell me this information.
According to the Federal Centers for Disease Control, the CDC, 20,630 individuals have died following the COVID vaccines, which is more deaths than all the prior vaccines combined. The figure comes from the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, VAERS, I think pronounced VAERS. All right, here's another important statement that he makes. In order to submit a report to VAERS, a doctor must fill it out. That's false. And the process takes about 30 minutes per report. I don't know how long the doctor takes, but it does. Anybody can fill these out. Okay. Any member of the public, and there is no check to these.
Okay.
But we're still going to go with the intellectual argument, if not the facts, which are wrong.
Okay.
The CDC has admitted that less than 1% of adverse effects...
By the way, on these VAERS reports, where did you get this information that anybody can fill one out?
Okay, well, I'll just jump ahead to that because he just goes on to, you know, spin his bias a little bit more. Okay, so now I am on...
So by all means, spin your bias.
Well, no, I don't have to because I'm at the VAERS site, which is furnished by HHS, the U.S. government agency.
Health and Human
Services. Yes, .gov, and it says, click here. This is what actually you see when you come to this page. Click here for VAERS reporting requirements for healthcare administering. And then it says the vaccine is a passive reporting system. It relies on individuals, et cetera. And then I've highlighted anyone can submit a report to VAERS, including parents and patients. Healthcare providers are required by law to report if they're in the table of reportable events following vaccination. So there's a list of vaccinations, and it could be, you know, measles, or and it definitely is on COVID-related, or not COVID-related, but post-COVID vaccinations. All right, so that part is an accurate statement. Healthcare providers are required to report into this if they have a event with someone that's received the vaccine. But the 20,000 that number that is taken is not necessarily from doctors. It can be from anyone. And it does has no follow-up to put a causal effect to the vaccine to that. But we're still going to go with the 20,000 number for just a little bit longer. And I actually ran a report myself on this site because you can go to a link and you can run your data search on it, which I did. I actually came up with 21,300 something on this.
Maybe it's jumped up since the last time you looked.
Or maybe the time period was extended from when he did his search. And then you have a disclaimer. VAERS accepts reports of adverse events and reactions that occur following vaccination, and the same thing about who can report it. VAERS alone cannot be used to determine if a vaccine caused or contributed to an adverse or illness. Reports may contain information that's incomplete, inaccurate, coincidental, unverifiable. You can sort of fill this in where it goes. In other words, the data cannot be used scientifically. That is the CDC's words, but that didn't stop Ellie.
Well, I've got some things to say on this because I feel like doctors, to some extent, are biased towards vaccines. And if you don't know, like if they see a death, they're not entirely...
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Justice Department has charged four current and former Louisville police officers in connection with the death of Breonna Taylor more than 2 years ago after she was fatally shot in her home during a botched police raid. The officers face charges including civil rights offenses, charges of excess force, conspiracy, and obstruction.
We cannot fully imagine the grief felt by Breonna Taylor's loved ones and all of those affected by the events of March 13, 2020. Breonna Taylor should be alive today.
That's Attorney General Merrick Garland. Experts are slightly downgrading the forecast for the 2022 Atlantic hurricane season. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration now predicting there will be 14 to 20 named storms and 6 to 10 hurricanes. This is USA Radio News. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has suspended State Attorney Andrew Warren of Hillsborough County. The governor claiming that Warren did not uphold state laws banning abortion and medical procedures for transgender children. He's replaced the state attorney with Judge Susan Lopez, who says that she will faithfully execute the duties required by her role.
I hold the utmost respect for our state laws, and I understand the important role that the state attorney plays in ensuring the safety of our community.
It's not yet clear if Warren plans to challenge his suspension. A hearing for the Uvalde, Texas School District police chief is being postponed. Chief Peter Rondo is on unpaid leave after being blamed for mishandling a massacre that ended with 19 students and two teachers dead. The new date of the postponed hearing hasn't been announced. Follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. Mark with you.
Andrew Green.
And the number, 603-283-6160. Just go ahead and put it in your phone, because you're going to want to call at some point. 603-283-6160.
If the Henry Raines Show ever comes back, I think I'll use that Raines of Power. The Henry Raines of Power Show.
Perfect.
Power Hour.
Speaking of which, that's taken. By some folks that I have not yet met. All right, so let's put Major Payne on the air. Major Payne, you're on Free Talk Live.
Henry, do you own a Henry rifle? And you might know your range if you did.
Do you own a Henry rifle?
No. I wouldn't admit it anywhere on the air.
I think you must empty that situation.
Hold on just a second. You wouldn't admit owning a firearm in the air? Hold on, Major Payne. You wouldn't admit owning a firearm in the air?
No, I was just trying to make a smart comment as I was trying to adjust the volume on my headset.
All right, Major Payne, go ahead.
I was just filling space.
Well, yeah.
I have a shotgun at home. Okay.
Good man. I love
it. I didn't know what a Henry rifle is, so I didn't want to admit to something that might be illegal.
They are awesome, awesome tools. They're very versatile. Go ahead.
The earliest Henry rifle held like 17 rounds when the average Winchester held 7. So, there you go.
Why were they called Henry?
It was the late 1800s.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it held a long, I think it took a long Colt pistol cartridge. But evidently we have another active situation in a mall, the Mall of America in, I think it was Bloomington, might have been Bloomfield, I'm pretty sure it was Illinois. The cops, I was listening to Joe Pags earlier, and he got a Twitter from a dude said he ran out the back door because he heard, you know, stuff coming down. And there was a confirmation about 10 minutes later, a tweet that the cops put out that said they had an active situation. So I don't know exactly what's going down, but the nuts have fell out of the tree before fall again.
And where, so there is an active shooter, and where are they?
It's at the Mall of America, and I think it's Bloomington or Bloomfield.
Yeah. Is that West Wisconsin?
Wisconsin, I thought it was Illinois.
Minnesota?
I don't know, one of those.
If it's up there in the Great Lakes.
I have heard of the Mall of America, I guess, is what I could say regarding that. All right, well, thanks for the report. Anything else, Major Payne?
Hey, there was a blip on Fox News about it. That'll tag in.
Okay. Appreciate it.
All right.
The number, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And what are you supposed to say when there's an active shooter?
Well, I certainly hope everyone is safe. Our thoughts and prayers are with
them. Thoughts and prayers are with them. I don't know what else to say. I mean, it's a crazy world out there.
It's a crazy world right outside this studio.
Indeed. Not too far.
I know we're not supposed to just say little local gossipy things, but there are so many shootings in Manatee County. And you know where our airport is, and you know that U.S. 41 that runs down there. It was just like about a month and a half ago that a lady in an SUV with her two children in the back had their windows shot out by two cars that were having a gunfight on either side of her while they were going down U.S. 41.
Wow, that's a heck of a story. That's movie stuff there.
That's not the Bradenton that you grew up in.
The Bradenton I grew up in wasn't very nice either.
but
that's not Bradenton.
Things like that didn't happen. That happened in the big cities, yeah. The Yankee places.
Indeed.
So.
Those Yankees.
All right. So, are we back to the...
Yes.
Okay. So, Elliot again wrote this. And so, we just talked about the VAERS. And I would point out, just not the numbers and all that, rehash that, but that is something that is the CDC encourages you to report in. So I also thought it would be good to look at some of the numbers that the CDC does report out as their official numbers. And as of today, I think the date was July 28th for the data, but they assert that there's over 91 million COVID cases that have happened in the U.S. since we started counting.
Okay.
That the COVID deaths are 1,026,000 and change.
Okay.
I will point out that was the number that Elliot said is overreported by a factor of 1,000. So I guess that means he thinks there's been 1,000 COVID deaths in.
Well, I think that people would claim that there was like 20,000 COVID deaths.
No, that was the vaccine deaths. That he said.
I don't, I'm not going to put words in Elliot's mouth, but here's what I would say is that there are people who have gotten COVID and died, and almost all of them had comorbidities, as it's referred to. And there are very few people where the single reported thing where they died, with which they died, was COVID-19. And that's what a lot of people are latching on to. Now, I don't think it particularly matters to you if you're fat. Like, if people would rather...
Well, they were alive until they died. We can agree on that.
Indeed. And, I mean, but they have found some really great cases where some guy dies, in a motorcycle accident and had COVID-19 and was reported as a COVID-19 death.
So, okay, let's narrow this down. So... Elliot says they're over, and we need to give the title of his book, but it's farther down on my scrolling here, so I don't have it at the tip of my tongue. But deserves to be called out for his book. But
I'm sure he appreciate the advertising.
In the previous part, well, LibertyBlock.com, his blog, I'm sure you can get a link to the
book. I bet you can.
He says, COVID deaths overreported by a factor of 1,000, that would mean if CDC is saying 1 million, then he says it's about 1,000 deaths.
Okay.
Okay. So CDC 1 million, Elliot 1,000. Now, let me ask you, just back of the envelope, on the napkin kind of calculations, 10% overreported, 20%, 50% overreported?
I'm just trying to multiply 1,000 times 1,000 in my head here, and I'm coming up with numbers larger.
Well, just do 1 million,
uh-huh.
And then 1,000 has 3 zeros, so you take 3 zeros.
1,000, right?
Yeah.
Yep, so that's it.
Okay. So, but I'm asking you, just in the realm of things where people do cover-ups and stuff like that, and you have to realize that hospitals have a process for when there is a death at a hospital, until it starts really a lot of them dying every day, like during COVID, the doctor has to not just write it up, he has to appear in front of other doctors. And plus you have nurses and anybody that might have been involved that gets asked questions about it. So to over-report, you need more than one person wanting to do badly, in a massive scale.
Could a hospital administration hand down an edict that says something to the effect of, hey, let's make sure that everybody who had COVID-19 gets reported, because we get extra money if they do.
There is an allowance for the treatment of COVID, mm-hmm. that is above the normal fee schedule that we talked about earlier, but there is not a fee for the death from COVID. So if they have COVID and you're treating COVID, you definitely want that reported, because it goes directly to your bottom line.
Okay.
Okay. But I'm just talking about now the scale of the conspiracy or the dishonesty that Elliot is putting forward in his statement and to that. So my point is, say you could fake 10%. That's a huge number, and it's on both sides.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of people to fake that.
Yep.
All right, that was just an aside. Current hospitalizations are 37,000. What I want to say to just people in general, and I'm being seriously now on the scope of COVID and people that think it wasn't that big a deal. Okay, in March of 2020, is about
March of 2020 is when I had COVID, and I would say that my experience of having COVID, the illness, was, you know, probably one of the worst illnesses I've had, but it was relatively short.
Well, I'm addressing more the growth and the scope of the problem, and we can do that when we come back.
603-283-6160.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about what's on your mind. The number, 603-283-6160. Mark with you.
The Reins of Power.
Henry Reins, 603-283-6160. We're talking about COVID-19, a listener email that came in. And, before we go on, though, I want to give the update. Update from PennLive.com. Police find no victim in reported shooting at Mall of America. Apparently, somebody was wandering down. Maybe there was three shots fired, and at this point, they have neither a perpetrator nor a victim. So, good news. Our thoughts and prayers worked.
Well, I hope they can identify a perpetrator. Well, I'm sure if they try hard enough, they will.
Yes, they can identify one. They will certainly come up with a perpetrator if they try hard enough. Yeah.
Problem solved. All right. But we talked about just reporting in general, and I asked you how much could you fake it when you have a million deaths according to the CDC? How much could really be faked? And you know, people may have different opinions. 10%, half of it, 500,000 still leaves a lot of people with death, a lot of people with false identifications. But
right, so when it comes to deaths, I like to use the CDC numbers on this and presume that the deaths that were extraordinarily, so there's ordinary deaths every week, 40 to 60.
Did this last week.
I know. Well, I mean it. 40 to 60,000 Americans die every single week. And then during COVID-19, a lot more died above those numbers. Now, my presumption is the vast majority of those deaths are COVID-19 deaths.
Okay.
Now, following the vaccine, I think the vaccine probably has to take a certain amount of those, and I don't know what that number is, because I believe that every medical procedure has risks. I got sick when I took one of the vaccine shots. I only took one Moderna shot, and then I took a Johnson & Johnson shot. I understand it's crazy and doesn't make any sense, but I really just wanted to go on a trip to Iceland with my mom. So,
you're a good son.
If I get sick, then somebody else could get sicker, and then somebody else gets sicker, somebody could die. So there you go. That's my theory. And, you know, I believe medical procedures have risk.
I'm not saying there wouldn't bad outcomes on the for some people. But I'm talking, when you're talking about sheer numbers this big, and at this point in time, as of July 28th, 261 million people in America have been vaccinated at least once. And if it were that much of a hazard, we would have you would know people that have died. And most people don't know people that have the vaccine and then died shortly after.
No, but I do know people that have had adverse reactions after the vaccine, and or at least that they blame on the vaccine.
Sure.
And I do know that my friends that are doctors, the few friends that I have that are doctors, have said, yeah, we've seen a lot of weird stuff, and we do think that some...
When you do it to 261 million people, you will get a lot of... When you do big numbers, you get big numbers.
Then I'm with you. As long as we're willing... It's like, what drives me bananas is the vaccine zealots out there that are like, it's safe and effective. And I'm not sure that it's either. Now, that's something we can discuss as this goes on. I'm not entirely sure the vaccine's really that effective. I mean, it seems like everybody who's dying now with it, with COVID-19,
well,
very few.
I knew you feel that way, and I researched that, but it's something that's very hard to show on the radio, but I did provide you a link.
Okay. Well, tell me about it.
Well, the link will plot the graph of vaccinations. And the best is 2021 is what you got to look at, because that's when the vaccinations cranked up.
Yep.
And
at the very end, right?
Once we get, well, the graph will demonstrate something like that.
Yep.
But once you get into 2022, you're starting to get the other variants, and you're starting to get lesser effects, lesser symptoms. But you will see the rise in deaths through 2021, and then they fall off a cliff in late 2021. As the number of people vaccinated have increased, and you're starting to get more immunity, and you're starting to get minimal effects of even contracting COVID if you're vaccinated.
Well, I mean, people are having people have been having effects. I don't know. I mean, like, I can't say for sure. There's no way for me to A/B test whether or not the vaccine works or doesn't. But it seems like that you know, COVID-19, when the news media is just wringing what they can out of this, and there's deaths and vaccine and you know, whatever. It just seemed like a lot of hooey. As a person who is both vaccinated and has had COVID-19 at least once.
The media has a lot of hooey in it?
Indeed.
All right. Well, do we have time to plug Elliot's book? Because I really feel as...
Yeah, go right ahead.
Okay. It's on Amazon, and the author is listed as A-L-U, Alu Axelman,
yeah.
But it's on his other spaces, it's Elliot Axelman. But the book is Corona-Fascism. That should really be all you need to do to get to the listing. But Corona-Fascism, How Politicians Used the Virus to Eliminate Privacy, Enrich Themselves, and Put the Final Nail in Liberty's Coffin. And
so Liberty is dead now.
Well, I don't know because, you know, as I said, I think it's a lot of magical thinking.
Okay. So what's the magic part?
That it is this big conspiracy. I have a friend.
Well, wait a second. Let's start with the conspiracy.
Let's start with why it isn't a conspiracy. I have a friend that from Germany. He's an American citizen now, but he was sending me threads in January and February, Twitter threads in January and February that doctors in Italy and other parts of Europe were putting forward, and they were talking about the conditions of the patients presenting in the emergency rooms.
Okay.
And it sounded horrible, and having to put them on ventilators. Everything in those threads started to spread through the rest of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And you see the same thing that doctors are saying that they are dealing with. Until it comes to you locally in your own town, and you're talking to people you know, and they're saying what's going on in the hospital. So you're trying to tell me that this is a conspiracy that they... Well, you're not
what's
trying to
conspiracy?
Tell me that... What Elliot was saying, how politicians use the virus to eliminate privacy, enrich themselves, and put the final nail in Liberty's coffin. How do you launch this? How do you...
Okay. Well, I'd love to... so there's a... I can't remember who the statement's by, but it's never let a good crisis...
Everybody says that.
Right.
Every politician.
I'm sure. At this point, they don't. At this point, there's plenty of... it's been said many times. So... I mean, is there a playbook that is in place? And the answer is, yeah, absolutely. George Bush put a playbook in place, and it was, mapped out and ready to go with what we were going to do with the pandemic.
But the magical thinking part is that you dismiss what the science is doing because you're thinking about what people that have an agenda are doing to enrich themselves and empower themselves, which is what has happened since humans got together and organized.
Right. So I'm willing to say that there's been lots of deaths from COVID-19. I would, I will not dismiss the notion that it came from a weapons lab in Wuhan, China, as a possibility. I think it's possible that there's been lots of, what do they call that, viruses that jump from animals to humans. That happens too. It happens suspiciously close to a lab in China. But, okay, I can believe in these things. Then China covers it up for weeks. And then we're supposed to just forgive them because they're a superpower. And honestly, this is a pretty big deal. Then the Democrats attack Donald Trump for stopping people from flying into the country. And then they change their mind and they become the lockdown fascists. And there's a lot of implementation that really went wrong early on. And a lot of people died as a result. I don't know. I mean, are any of those conspiracy theories?
Well, I haven't really heard how the theory works. I've heard a bunch of instances of actions that you say are leading to this result of controlling people. But
that's what politicians do. I mean, it's the job description, right? So they're using a crisis in order to increase their control. I mean, let's take a look at the Michigan governor.
But that doesn't mean you disregard what the actual good medicine is for people to do because somebody can take advantage of it. And then you push magical thinking cures and magical thinking that the vaccines are killing people.
So if the vaccine, the shot, is positive, if it works, I would agree with you, right? Like, you don't dismiss. I wear a seatbelt when I get into a car. I don't wear a seatbelt because Florida law says I have to. I lived 15 years in New Hampshire, and the vast majority of that time, I wore a seatbelt while in a car, and I didn't have to legally. So I choose to wear a seatbelt because I believe it's a good idea, not because some politician tells me I have to. But politicians certainly in 49 other states have used that as a point to let, I don't know, cops do random searches in cars and a variety of things. The number, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.